want French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the frim-fram sauce with the offs and fade, with shafafa on the side. Shoot, do, de, do, ya, do.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food is Versailles. Bandera, bandera, bandera were the words I heard as I parked our car and walked with my wife Janet towards the throng of people. The word means flag in Spanish, and many, many people were buying the Cuban flags to wave them on Calle Ocho. We snaked through the news media trucks and around the clusters of the gathered. The epicenter, inarguably, of all things regarding Cubans and the immigrant history as it has unfolded in Miami is the restaurant known as Versailles Restaurant. Our family is, through marriage and birth, connected to this history. While our granddaughter was swirled upon the hip of our beautiful daughter-in-law, Lourdes, granddaughter Audrey munched happily on a guava pastry from the bakery within Versailles. Our son, born just 90 miles north of Havana in Key West, arrived in 1980 amidst the very hot moments of the Mariel boat lift, and now for his and Lourdes's daughter, our granddaughter, Cuban history was front-page news across the world again. People older than the revolution, people younger than the end of the embargo, were thrown in this mezcla of humanity. A very young child near me cried at the noise, and a very old couple cried at the immensity of it all. People chanted in Spanish. I asked Lourdes what it meant. She lifted her cafecito to her mouth, sipped and listened, then said, "Fidel, tyrant, take your brother with you." That is what it means. As we listened more, the song Guantanamera started to swell from the crowd. It was a song made from a poem written by the Cuban national hero of the past, José Martí, Lourdes explained. A man with a kind, open face was standing nearby us, taking it all in, too. He complimented Lourdes on the beauty of little Audrey. Soon we fell into a deep conversation. He said, "I'm glad they are flying American flags, too. I love this country. Like so many here, I was born in Cuba." I asked him about his youth in Cuba. He went on in a calm voice. "We had a pretty nice life, but my father wanted better for us. Sadly, he ended up in one of Castro's jails. I asked him what he did to suffer that. He said, he was caught building a boat to help us flee. A neighbor turned him into the government. He spent 3 years in that place. When we went to see him, he was like a cadaver. Eventually, we made it out, but my father was never the same. He told me that he himself had worked at Versailles for 7 wonderful years before he got his degree in nursing. He told me of how amazing the family that owns it is. And then he said that when he informed his mother today about this death, she replied, 'He was not merciful to us, but I hope God grants him mercy in heaven.' I could only imagine the loss and pain his mother, father, and he endured, yet mercy was what his mother spoke of. Many feel that this death will not change anything, in that, after all, his brother has taken the wheel. Many have waited too long. For them, celebrating is out of the question. But the thing I felt listening to them singing were notes of hope as we stood in the sunlit street outside iconic Versailles. Esperanza, hope. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.